Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Love and Relationships Podcast. I'm your host, Deborah Falada, and I'm so glad you're tuning into these candid conversations about love, sex, dating, singleness, and marriage. For those of you who don't know me or are tuning in for the first time, I'm a licensed professional counselor and author specializing in relationship issues. I also run the relationship advice blog, truelovedates.com, reaching millions of people with the message that healthy people make healthy relationships. If you've tuned into the podcast before, you know it's a hotline style show, meaning people call in or write in with their relationship questions, and I answer them on this show in short, practical, bite-sized answers. If you have a question that you want me to answer on the show, send it via email or voice memo to Deborah@truelovedates.com or check out my podcast page, truelovedates.com/love and relationships, and I'll do my best to get it answered on one of the episodes. So let's get started. Today's question comes from Sarah. Hello, Deborah. I have a question about your thoughts on casual dating. I have a few guy friends who follow a casual dating method of going on lots of dates with lots of different girls, such as going on walks, getting dinner, coffee, etc. To them, they think as long as they communicate that they're just getting to know these girls, it's okay. However, something feels off to me. I know a lot of these girls, and these guys often end up accidentally hurting them. Do you have any thoughts on this? These guys are fantastic Christian guys, and it seems like a good idea, but just too idealistic. Perhaps at one time this worked, but in our culture today, it seems like girls end up just feeling like one on a list. I really appreciate your thoughts and advice. Thanks. So I really wanted to tackle this question today from Sarah about casual dating, because this is something that's been coming up again and again and again. We live in kind of a hookup culture, and so there tends to be two extremes here. The extreme where people are literally hooking up on a regular basis, having sex, sleeping around, and they consider it casual. And then there's the other extreme that I see sometimes with Christians who take dating so seriously that they don't feel like you should go out for coffee with someone unless you clarify your intentions of where you think the relationship is going. So when we talk about casual dating, I just want to clarify that we need to have balance. And we can only take casual dating up to a certain point. I was recently talking to somebody who had been dating this girl for about 4 months. You know, everything seemed to be going great. They got along really well. They had similar interests and goals, shared beliefs and values, and they really just had a lot of fun together. And then all of a sudden, one day, she just kind of seemed to back off. No warning, you know, no communication, no answers. And he was feeling pretty confused. So he confronted her and was like, "Hey, what's going on?" You know, he thought things were going really well. And her response was, "I'm just not ready to commit to this level of dating. Can we just keep it casual?" And here's the thing, guys. After 4 months of regular exclusive interactions, to me, calling it casual dating is pretty lame, because after you've gotten to a certain point in a relationship, you can't keep it casual. I understand starting a relationship casually, and I think it's fine to go on a date or two with somebody to get to know them over coffee or a walk or whatever. But after you've reached a certain amount of dates, like in my mind, after you've been hanging out with someone exclusively for 3 months, it's no longer casual. You've got to move into the next level of the relationship. And that's the time to really talk through where things are going. And I think if you're with somebody who is dating you, you know, you've been on a few dates and it's creeping up on that 3 month mark and nobody's said anything, I think it's time to take inventory and take responsibility of your relationship and ask what on earth is going on and where are things going and clarify some intentions there. Now, I don't think that has to be done on a first date, but when you're inching towards month 3, month 4, month 5, and it's still casual, they want to stay casual, to me, that screams, hi, I like hanging out with you, but I just don't want the commitment. And that is a red flag. That is a major red flag. It's like, what's going on here? And why don't we want to call this dating? And maybe it's the definition of dating. You know, maybe people are even taking the concept of dating too seriously. Dating isn't a marriage commitment. Dating is getting to know somebody in a context to see whether or not they're going to be compatible for you, whether or not they're going to be a good match for your life. I think that's something that has to be clarified because these days people don't even know what a date means. There was a recent survey that went out called The State of Dating, and it reported that 60% of singles were still confused as to whether or not their interaction with someone was actually a date. Like, that's how far we've gotten. And I think that's when we have to take responsibility and ownership. And I look back at the relationships that I've been in the past during my season of dating. And honestly, I should have called out so many more things than I did just because I was embarrassed to, or I was taught that maybe a woman shouldn't ask questions about a dating relationship, or you should let the guy pursue you, or let him make his intentions known. But I let so many things drag on into casual dating for months and months and months and months without ever actually getting to the root of what was happening. And I ended up getting hurt, and I take full responsibility for that. So here's the thing. When you're getting to know somebody, a couple things I think are important to ask, to take inventory if you feel like you're stuck in casual dating. Number one, are you past the point of casual? You know, there's a time and place for casual, like I said before. And this is the early stage, the stage of firsts, I like to call it. The first time meeting, first conversations, those first few dates. In the early stages of dating, it should always be casual. You shouldn't be thinking ahead. You shouldn't be talking about commitment. You shouldn't be making promises about the future or marriage or any of that kind of stuff. This is just the time of getting to know each other and becoming known, you know, letting someone know who you are, shedding those layers, and just being a little bit vulnerable. It's a time of testing the interactions, the communication, the attraction between two people. These first few months are considered casual because honestly, the direction of the relationship is still unclear. It's up in the air. You don't actually know where this relationship is going. So what makes a relationship turn from casual into committed? The answer to that is time. Time is what makes or breaks it. Within a few months, the very nature of a relationship turns from casual into committed because time has passed. The more time you spend with somebody, the more you eventually move from casual into committed. The more time you spend together, the more conversations you're exchanging, the affection that you begin to develop can no longer be considered casual. And I think once you've entered this stage of a relationship, there should be no going backwards to that twilight zone of ambiguity and uncertainty and what's actually going on in this relationship. At that point, you've got to come to terms with, hey, we've been hanging out for a long time. We have been getting together on a regular basis. We have been talking and communicating regularly. So are we a yes about moving forward in dating or a no? Time should always eliminate maybes. And if it hasn't, then maybe the answer is actually no. And you've got to come to terms with, hey, this person isn't ready to call this a dating relationship and to be exclusive. The second thing that you should ask yourself is, what is it about casual that makes you comfortable? If you're the one that is longing for casual relationships, if you're the one that's like, let's just stay casual, you've got to ask yourself why, because either the problem is something within you, your fear of commitment, your insecurities, your fear of abandonment or rejection, or the problem is in the relationship. There's something there that you are just not sure about, not 100% about, not feeling settled about, maybe some doubts or some yellow flags, maybe even some red flags. So you're keeping it casual just to be on the safe side. But the question is there something going on in you that needs to be dealt with, or is there something going on in the relationship? I think it's really important. If you find yourself filled with doubts or fears or worries about the future, to really come to terms with, hey, is this a problem within me? Or is there something in this relationship that I'm not addressing or trying to avoid? But here's the thing. Rather than addressing this stuff, casual dating, just continuing to date someone casually, keeps you stuck in confusion even longer than you ever intended to stay. You know, dragging on this relationship that you're not sure if you should say yes or no to for another 3 months, another 6 months, another 1 year, another 2 years is not healthy for either person involved, because the longer you stay in something you're unsure about, the more unsure you're going to be. Sometimes you need to take a step back and make changes either in you or make changes in the relationship. So what is it that's keeping you from moving forward, and why are you comfortable with casual? And then number three, if you're kind of delving in casual relationships, I think it's important for you to ask yourself, do you understand the cost of casual? If you're living within the comfort of a casual relationship, there's always going to be a cost, you know? Relationships are meant to be exciting and fulfilling and healthy. They're made to grow us and stretch us and mature us. They're made to deepen intimacy and connection and love. But if you're at a standstill in those early stages, you're in casual dating and you just have prolonged it and prolonged it and prolonged it, you've got to ask yourself what you're missing out on. What are you missing out on by not allowing yourself to take the relationship deeper? Or what are you missing out on by holding on to a relationship that's not right for you? Because casual will always win over certainty. You know, certainty is where we need to be. But if you hover in casual, you're going to stay in casual until you decide to make that step forward or make that step backwards. Because sometimes by holding on to casual, you're keeping yourself from something better, whether that be in this current relationship or in a different relationship. You know, like I said, maybe you're seeing red flags in this current relationship, and the solution for you to step out of casual is to actually step out of that relationship and no longer cling to what's comfortable. I get that breakups are hard, and even in those early stages when you've only been on a date with somebody for, you know, a few times, you've only been dating for a month or two, it is still hard and awkward to say, hey, I don't think this is working out. There's some things that I just don't think we're matching up on. It is difficult, but it's always for your good, because clinging on to the wrong relationship is always going to keep you from moving forward into the right relationship. Healthy relationships are supposed to be natural. Healthy relationships are comfortable. Healthy relationships progress easily. They deepen quickly and they develop over time. Eventually, there's no room for maybe when it comes to finding love, because at some point, finding love is a certainty. It's not, yeah, maybe this is right, I'm not sure. It's not full of ambiguity. So no matter what side of the relationship you're on, whether you're the one that's seeking casual or whether you're the one that's a recipient of casual, after a certain amount of time, remember, I think it's time to stop and get answers or give answers. Remember to let your yes be a yes and your no be a no. It's time to let go of casual and step into something intentional. And I promise you, you won't regret it. Thanks so much for tuning into the podcast today. I hope this episode encouraged you and gave you some practical steps to take when it comes to your love life. And friends, please keep sending me all your relationship questions. I want to hear what you've got going on. Go to truelovedates.com/loveandrelationships or send me your questions in voice memo form to Deborah@truelovedates.com. If you're loving what you're hearing on this show, I invite you to check out my blog, truelovedates.com, or either of my books, True Love Dates or Choosing Marriage, and get serious about getting information that's going to help you get healthy and move you in the direction of healthy relationships. Help us get the word out about this podcast by leaving your 5-star review on iTunes, and then connect with me on Facebook or Instagram at True Love Dates and give me a shout out. I'm Deborah Feleta, and it was so great being together again today, and I can't wait to chat with you next week. Take care.